Well, good morning again. I am not Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom was not feeling good, so he had to cancel speaking here today. So, what does that mean? Well, means this service is up to you, because I didn't plan anything. So, what I am suggesting is we've done this a little bit before, I think. My son will be around with the mic. And if you have a passage you would like to read, or a favorite psalm, or you could talk about how you saw God at work this week, specifically, you could tell us about what God has taught you recently. You could let us know how you're being stretched recently by God. And I think then at the end, when it seems no one else is going to share, then I think we'll spend some time in corporate prayer where we can pray together and listen to God. So, I know this is being thrown at you. I wondered if I should throw that at you during moderation, but then I thought, well, maybe you wouldn't be able to focus during worship. So, it's okay if there's some silence, too, as you think, as you look through your Bible, as you feel the direction the Spirit is leading you. So, Jaron, if you want to grab the mic, in case anyone raises their hand, and we'll see how it goes. Eddie's got something.
Heavenly Father, we do come in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, and cover us with thy precious blood, and please forgive us of all our sins and iniquities, for all of us are truly sorry, for all of us truly forgive those in which and what they have said and done wrong against us. May all our sins and iniquities be washed clean in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Right now, we're going to thank thee for the people that are serving us in politics, such as the president and all the way down. But truthfully, the president was wrong in getting us out of Afghanistan. That was not right. We should have been there, and he should have just left us alone. This was the wrong choice of the American people, a very much wrong choice. And I really mean this. This is serious. And now I get mail about him. And do you all know he's also involved? He's also going to be impeached, probably. Most chances are. But again, it was the wrong choice having him in the White House. Donald Trump should still be in there right now, not him. And so therefore, we have to deal with wrong choices. It's a very, very hard thing to doggone do. And truthfully, it's not good because we have to learn by our mistakes and all sorts of stuff to do around here. Learn by your mistakes, America. Learn by your mistakes. And I thank thee for here. Thank thee for all you people. I love you all. And God bless you all. And God bless America.
I've been moving in a growing awareness, I guess. I'm becoming more aware, discovering, realizing. Your brother Dan, Dave, your brother Dan shared how our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west, quoting scripture, which is beyond our comprehension. The scientists can't discover the edges of the universe. They haven't comprehended. They suspect the universe is expanding. In other words, our sins are getting farther and farther away. But anyways, if our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west, we've heard teaching on being perfect in Christ, which we are. We are perfect in Christ. We're a new creation. If you're a new creation, you're not an old creation. The old has passed away. We have to live with the old man. We have to walk in this world. The scripture teaches we should lift up holy hands. It's easy for me to lift up my hands, thinking and realizing that my hands are holy. If God said he removed my sins as far as the east is from the west, I am perfect in Christ. I am holy. I'm a new creature. So we lift up holy hands in prayer without wrath or dissension for all those who are in authority. It's a peaceful thing knowing God's in control. If God in the book of Revelation says, I will eliminate a third of the population of the world, and then another third of the population of the world. I mean, if God decides to do what he decides to do, I'm okay with that, because our future is bright, it's secure in Christ. And I think we, as Christians, can experience a growing peace of mind and heart when the world is falling around us. God said, I'm going to shake the earth and the heavens, denoting the removal of those things which can be shaken. Since we've received a kingdom which cannot be shaken, we've got confidence, we show gratitude, we offer to God an acceptable service, for our God's a consuming fire. And I think of another verse, he says, if we confess our faults, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So there's a scripture that says, his Holy Spirit moving and breathing in us is the most intimate part of our life. So as we walk in the Holy Spirit, I'm looking forward to this next week of work. You said what God's done in your workplace this past week. He's blessed me and he's made me a blessing. I'm looking forward to that again this week. It's a good thing to walk with the Lord.
Thank you, Darwin. You still have something, Nate?
Thanks. First of all, I'd like us to pray. I don't think we did pray for Tom. So could we do that right now?
Yep.
He didn't sound well at all. He called me, 6:30 or 7 last night, and he said he tested negative for COVID, but he has had a chest thing going on for about 2 weeks, and he also has a hard time keeping anything down when he's eating, and so he's not sure what's going on, but he sounded completely worn out, and so let's just have the Lord encourage him, pray for that, and heal him, and so forth. So if you could, Father, I ask that you would just bless Tom and Senna right now, that you would uphold him. This past week was the anniversary of Pam passing onto glory with you, and I ask God that you would comfort him and the whole family in that situation, and that you would just bless him, Father, that you would give him strength, that you would heal him. You know what's going on. You know exactly what's going on with his body, and you know exactly how to heal, and you know you created him. So, Lord, I ask that you would just pour out your spirit upon him and strengthen him, encourage him. And, Father, ultimately we ask that you would heal him as well. We pray that your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. And then on top of that, I was reading in some of the Old Testament books. I really felt like God was leading me to the minor prophets, and I was reading through one after the other, and I was like, I don't get it. I don't think I get it. But there's a recurring theme that I just wanted to bring out, and it's found. One of them is found in Habakkuk chapter 2. I'm just going to read the last part of the chapter 2 and then the first part of chapter 3. I'll just read it first, and then I'll make some comments. Of what value is an idol since a man carved it, or an image that teaches lies? For he who makes it trusts in his own creation. He makes idols that cannot speak. Woe to him who says to wood, come to life, or to a lifeless stone, wake up. Can you give it guidance? Can it give guidance? It is covered with gold and silver. There is no breath in it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. And then the verse 1 and 2, or verse 2 of chapter 3, it says, Hey Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day, and in our time make them known, and in wrath remember mercy. We all have our idols. We all have things that are in our lives that should be actually be removed. We're relying on them. It may deter us from our faith in God. It could be family. It could be money. It could be a job. It could be your children. There's all kinds of things. The list could go on and on. Even though it's a Bills Sunday, could be sports. I have that to deal with myself. We need to keep our focus on Jesus. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the world be silent. Where's the temple of the Holy Spirit right now? It's actually us, right? And because of living in a New Testament time and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit has come upon us. And we need to be still before the Lord and to be able to hear him and hear his direction in our lives and how he's speaking to us and understand the Rhema word as well as the Logos word, the spoken word as well as the written word. He continues to speak to us, and he will make himself known and make his ways known to us as we listen to him. But we need to be silent. We need to stop striving. We need to stop standing up and trusting in things that we've created ourselves. That's all.
Thanks, Nate.
I'm going to read Psalms 46, and this is a favorite psalm of mine. And I read it again this week. And we do live in, seems like, chaotic, turbulent times. And this is a go-to psalm for me to put my heart at peace. And I'm going to read Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations that he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Thanks, Pat.
I was reading in Matthew chapter 14 the other day, and I was very impressed with it's a very personal insight into how Jesus worked. So it starts out with John the Baptist is beheaded. And if one of my cousins was beheaded, I'd say maybe in about 3 years I'd have something left to give someone else. I'd be done. But not Jesus. He first went away to pray and spend time alone with God, and that got interrupted. Then he fed the 5,000. I imagine that took a lot of spiritual energy, and he could see people needed healing, and that they needed supper, and he was there to give to them. And then after that, he very personally interacted with Peter, and that's the part I was going to read starting in verse 25. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. And I'd be like, "You guys are nuts. You don't make any sense." Jesus went right to his heart. He could see their fear, and he said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." And I would be like, only I can do this. I'm Jesus. And that's not what he said. He said, "Come." He was going to provide something miraculous and awesome for Peter right at this moment when he's still recovering from a traumatic day. It's nighttime now. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." And I would be like, "Well, I told you you couldn't do it." But he didn't say that. He said, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down, and then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." And what I got out of this when the last time I read it was, there's not necessarily an end to what we can give when we are following Jesus and when we are doing God's will. We should not just say, "Well, that's it. I've had my personal in it. I'm done. I can't help or serve anyone else." And we can follow Jesus. This is a pretty cool story.
Thanks, Bill.
One more last prayer here. Father God, we do come here once again in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. And I want to thank thee for this congregation. I thank thee for Don Smith, who does teach that Kryptonite class. God bless him too. And God bless the one that's up there right now, David. May God bless you. And God bless Dowd here for having his chant, and Valerie over there. And we want to thank thee for this congregation. And may God bless you all, people. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Eddie. allow me to close in prayer. Lord, thank you. Thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you for the praise report with Denise's father. Thank you for this church body. Thank you for the country that we live in. Thank you for our friends and family, Lord, that know you. Lord, we lift up our friends and family that don't. Lord, we ask that as this world gets darker, that our light shines brighter, your light. That we can witness to those friends and family members. That we can see multitudes turning to you. Lord, help us not to live in fear or be held back by worry. Help us to speak boldly and lovingly your truth. Help us to stand firm on your word. Help us to be sensitive to your spirit, Lord, as it moves us, as it directs us each day. Lord, we continue to lift up this congregation as we're preparing for a meeting next week. Lord, I ask that we're able to pray and fast this week over that meeting, that we're prepared, that it's well attended, that ideas and steps are presented, that your will be done, Lord. Lord, we ask for healing for Dr. Tom again. Continue to walk with him. Help him to feel your presence this morning. Feel your healing hand on his body. Continue to walk with his family. Thank you, Lord, for all that spoke this morning, gave an encouraging word or challenge. Help us to be in your word this week, Lord. Help us to be talking to you. Help us to be spending time listening for you. Lord, help our schedule to reflect what is most important. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.